All right, you guys. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, you guys, to the Holy Shift Podcast. We are a little late today getting started, but that is quite all right. We're going to do a daily card read, and then we will go and do some other things. I don't know if I'm going to do a read today or not, but we will do a daily card. Whoever, Flo, you were the first one here. Have you ever seen my Instagram? If you want, you can choose the deck that we pull from for the day. It is, check me out, Holy Shift, with, you know, at Holy Shift, or it's, you can go to my hear me now. Somebody was trying to call me and I have no idea who it was, but let's see. It's either the underscore in between it all. If I knew it, I might have ended it, you know, if I knew who called me, but I don't know who it was. Or it's all together at Whole E Shift. Okay. And there's two pictures. My bad. That was my adventuring. There's two pictures. One has a bunch of decks, and then there's one that has some decks on a rock. So there's all of my decks, and you can choose whatever deck resonates with you. I prefer one of the bigger decks, not the Starseed or Buddha Wisdom ones. Those are just little info. So go ahead and let me know which one resonates with you, and we'll pull from that for the daily card read. I didn't share the show. If you guys want to share the show, that's cool. I'll post it later. I know Ace is going right now. Yeah. But we'll go and jump over there. I just want to do a quick read because I didn't do one yesterday, and I'm not going to be able to do one during the day tomorrow or the next day because I am back at work for whichever ones flow. I have 11 total decks, and two of those are like a mini kind of smaller rectangular deck. The rest of them are free for you to choose from. So the ones on the rocks has the Wildwood Tarot, the Magic of Tarot and Psychic, and a couple others. And then I have the Postcards from Spirit, Work Your Light. I have a bunch of different ones. But so I'm working 2 days a week at my regular job. They pulled me back from, and all kinds of stuff is going on with the craziness. And I don't know if they're going to restart the shutdown or what they're planning to do, but just going for 2 days a week. It's not bad. Just haven't been used to it, though. Haven't been working in a while, since March 20th, you guys. Launching your journey. So which one is that? Let me see what deck that's from. Okay, I know which, because that's a card from a deck. So I'm trying to remember what deck that was from. Let me find me. Oops. It might be from the Work Your Light deck, but I'm not quite sure. Oh, that was from the Gateway. That was the Gateway deck. All right, we'll do the Gateway deck. All right, welcome you guys to the Holy Shift Podcast. We're going to do a daily card read, and Flo was the first one in here, so she got to choose the deck. It was the Gateway Oracle Cards by Denise Lynn, and this is a beautiful deck. I don't use it as much as I probably should, but then again, I did get how many new decks within the last month, you guys. So everybody that's here and anybody that's listening after I publish, this message is what your higher self, your spirit, your soul, your angels, God, Jah, infinite being, whatever you consider, this is your message from our higher spirits. I know Yana, I didn't know she went, but I was in Milton's room, Milty, and was going to do a daily card read real quick. I'm not staying on long, so I don't know if she heard it or not, but yes. So Flo came in, we're reading from the Gateway Tarot for the daily card read, you guys. Hope everybody's been well. I'm going to try to be more consistent and do this 5 days a week, and then do a hour or so show one of these days, like evening maybe, and just frequent everybody else's shows and publicize that way. Just because 2 days a week, Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm back at my regular job. And I want to get a good schedule going in order to, you know, make it more consistent and build this business and this empire. You guys, let Special Character know. Thank you for sharing, and I love him. And for all of you, I always post these cards on the Instagram. So after we are done here, I will post the card for the day. And it's a beautiful card today. We're rising above. We've been through a lot of crap, you know, personally, a lot of us, definitely in this country, in this world lately. And we've got to realize, despite the negativity and the drama that's going on, we rise up above all of that, right? We let our love and our light shine. We see only beauty and grace in the world. And if we don't, we have to work on ourselves, because anything we see in our outward world is something we see in ourselves. So it's hard to realize sometimes when something irks you. Like, you guys know I was irked, so I'm working on trying to figure out why that irked me so bad, right? We're all human, despite being... I'll talk to you about that in a minute. Yeah. So rising above, I turned right to that card, which is kind of funny. Letting go of the ordinary and stepping into the extraordinary. We have potential that we haven't even begun to tap into yet. Okay? We have to open our eyes and see what's truly calling to us. We are listening to ourselves and seeing what our heart is telling us to do, and following our intuition and what serves not just our highest good, but those who are around us, okay? I had a phone call, Flo, sorry. This is the time to reach higher than ever before. Do not fall down before doubt. Remember your true calling. You have been on this path. We've been walking this path for a reason. We have been called to do certain things. So we have to remember, in the craziness and in the upheaval and in the negative crap of the day-to-day, that we have to rise above all of it. The universe wants us to know that just as the lotus rises up out of the mud into the light, we are rising into even greater heights. Sometimes this occurs naturally, and it's an act of will. This is the time to rise above any situation that's not empowering. So whatever is, if you're beating yourself up for some reason, if your job is nothing but negative energy, yeah, it pays the bills, but it's not uplifting you or the goals you have set out for yourself. It's not guiding you towards that. You need to reevaluate the situation and rise above it. There's always a way out. Do not limit yourself, right? We have to remember to consistently expand and grow. And if we're in a spot or in a mindset that is keeping us from growing and expanding, take a second, ground ourselves, and listen to what we need to do in order to get out of that. This is the time. Even if there are some people you might leave behind, even if you're outgrowing some relationships, you guys, let your light shine for all to see. It's hard to let go of certain things, but remember that you have even better waiting for you once you let go of the toxic things, okay? Try to remember that, you guys. Rise up and step into your potential. You are indeed a healer, a teacher, and a leader. Ask yourself, what do I need to do to rise above? Is there a fear that holds me back from rising in my current challenge? What fears? That's always what holds us back. A fear of success, a fear of failure, a fear of losing something, somebody, you know, attachment, certain things. Try to realize what that fear is. And even if it feels kind of intimidating, just go through it, because amazing things happen just on the other side of fear. How would my life change if I stepped into my role as the leader and teacher and healer? What could truly happen, you guys? I mean, this is a powerful message for all of us, me included, you, everybody that walked in. When we go through things, we have to rise up above it, above the situation, and not let it hold our whole being down. It's just one moment in time, one small occurrence, one little situation. It's going to pass. It passes. The only thing that we need to remember is now. You have the power to switch now into a different timeline, a different pathway, a different mindset. You can be that one that's depressed and sad laying in the bed, and all it takes is that shift of a decision. And I know it's not easy. Even though it seems easy, just that one split second decision that you're not going to allow yourself to feel like this anymore. It doesn't feel good. I'm going to choose something better. And don't get me wrong, you're not going to go from depression to complete joy in 1 second. It's baby steps. Go to the next little feeling above that depression that will make you feel better, okay? Just be neutral about the situation. Fuck, it is what it is. Try to be neutral, you know? There's always a better, reach for that better feeling emotion, that better feeling thought. Always reach for it. Rise above the negativity and the drama, you guys. It says, I see only beauty and grace. It's a woman rising out of a flower, the lotus flower, and she's just glowing and gleaming. Let your light shine despite the drama and negativity that's around us. And I love you all. I appreciate every single one of you for joining me today on our daily card read. We've been here for about 13 minutes. I will set a time to do an hour or so show, and I will schedule it so that everybody is aware, and those of you who want a 1-2 card read real quick, that we will be able to do that. I will make a schedule, and it will be around that time. Boss, I love you. 2K, I love you. 85, Nauf, Milty, everybody that came in. I know I can't see you guys on the phone app, but I am working on my stuff. Yana, I love you, my girl, and my sister. But thank you guys for joining, and I hope you enjoyed the daily card read. Remember to rise above the drama. Get through it. Let's shift our focus from the bullshit that's right in front of us to what's beyond it. What can we do to make it a better day? What can we shift to have a better focus today? I love you, Milty, everybody. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in the pods. Oh, and by the way, #each one, reach one, teach one. Always.